And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Today is, what is today's date, Stephanie?
I do not know. I could not tell you. I'm so focused. Oh, the 22nd. Thank
you. Friday the 22nd. Very, very pleased to, that was a little teaser there, have our guest, Stephanie Anderson, Senior Specialist of Giving Back and Project Gift Coordinator for Southwire's Project Gift. And she is here today to talk about their toy drive. It's the 20th annual Southwire Project Gifts toy drive benefiting Toys for Tots. And we got plenty of information to cover. We are live streaming this morning's episode with Stephanie Anderson on our WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments or kudos to give to our good pal Stephanie, feel free to throw those in the chat. But beyond that, we're just going to talk about Toys for Tots and how you can participate in this this landmark event, 20th anniversary, huh? 20 years that Southwire's been partnering with Carroll County Toys for Tots, huh?
Yeah, it's a big deal. So we're just going to keep the good times going. It's always, you know, this community never fails to come together and support a good cause. So this year we're looking to collect 5,000 new unwrapped toys just for our local community to make sure that every kid feels special this holiday season.
That's awesome. Well, Southwire's Project Gift is no stranger to logistics. You guys pull off some pretty major collections to serve those in need in our local community and beyond. Toys for Tots is just one of those components to the many things that Project Gift stays busy with throughout the year. So why don't we first, for folks who may not have tuned in to one of your programs in the past, please tell us a bit about you and a bit about your position, and then tell us a bit more about Southwire's Project Gift.
Okay, so a bit about me. I've been with Southwire for coming up on 3 years. I've been in the Project Gift role for about a year. I have three beautiful boys. I have a 7-year-old and two crazy 5-year-olds. And then my husband also works for the company as well. So Project Gift, we have our signature events throughout the year. So we do a walk for water in the spring, just bringing awareness to the global water crisis that exists still to this day. We do our back to school event over the summer, which this year we give out 30,000 book bags of school supplies.
Wow.
So huge event there as well. You referenced the last time that we saw each other was disaster relief, and this community collected 7 tractor trailers of goods for people impacted by Helene. So that was just logistically a lot, but it was just heartwarming to know that whenever things are needed, people come together. And so in the spirit of what we just got done doing with Hurricane Helene, let's keep that going and let's make sure that the people in our community and the kids in our community have that spark of joy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's Project Gift it's a very, very effective in its partnerships. I was first introduced to Southwire's Project Gift through the e-recycling event that I see every year with Keep Carol Beautiful. You have partnerships with nonprofits like Toys for Tots, mm-hmm. I like Keep Carol Beautiful, trying to make an impact in the local community. I know the e-recycling, my God, I mean, we're talking like a 1.5 million pounds of electronic equipment that has been recycled up to that point. And again, logistics. But Southwire's Project Gift has so many volunteers that show up and try to make the whatever the event is as smooth and as impactful as possible. So 7 tractor trailers full of supplies in the past for the Hurricane Helene disaster relief. Can you tell us a bit about delivering those goods? Because I think you know, a lot of listeners who made a point to stop by and drop off some supplies, I can't imagine that. I imagine that would be really awesome for them to hear, you know, kind of what it was like once you got on scene and started distributing the goods.
Yeah, so I was fortunate enough to go down with some of the trucks to Southeast Georgia, and we partnered with a church that was in the area. And so when we got there, one truck arrived at about the same time that we did. So there was already a line of people
Wow.
waiting, and there was nothing they were literally waiting for us to unload the truck. So no pressure, like, you know, like work as fast as you can.
How many people do you think?
Oh, they were probably at least 75 to 100 as soon as we pulled in the parking lot. So we unloaded the trucks. We got everything into the church. We had our volunteers, people that came down from West Georgia with us, but we also had some of our Douglas team members that came out to help as well. And then the church had, you know, they had an army of volunteers to help. So we all divided and conquered, and they got everything sorted. They started letting people come through. There were so many people that just, it was, it's hard to see, but it's good to know that you're helping. Cause they needed literally everything. You know, the blankets went quickly, water, of course. And, you know, they've got their arms full of things and they're walking back to their cars, and a volunteer is just going to pick up a thing of water and walk with them. Cause they were just like, I literally can't put anything else in my arms. But it was great. It was wonderful to know, you know, that we were making that ripple into the community and helping people when they needed it.
Unbelievably so. I mean, and this was in the North Carolina area or South Georgia?
Southeast Georgia.
Southeast Georgia.
Excuse me. We did have goods that were collected for North Carolina, and we fundraised for the same organization that we partner with for Walk for Water. It's called Water Mission. They were focused in North Carolina on getting people generators and providing their water sanitation systems to people in North Carolina. So we raised over $52,000.
Wow.
To go towards their efforts. So,
and I think maybe just before we take our first commercial break, let's highlight how Southwire Project Gift manages donations. Because, you know, when we were at the hurricane disaster relief, we were out there for 3 days. You guys were there for 3 days. We showed up the last 2 days there. You know, there were some folks that were trying to come by and they may not have had time, you know, after work before they were able to get home to the kids to pick up some supplies. So a lot of folks swung by and dropped off cash donations, dropped off checks. I think maybe a few of them made card donations online. Could you talk a bit about what the process is for Southwire's Project Gift as far as, you know, you have these supplies collected, but what do you do? How do you manage the money and funds that are donated?
Yeah, so anything that is collected, cash or check, it's quick to get to those funds. And so we immediately just take those donations and go into the store. So for hurricane relief, we bought the items that we were asking people to bring. And for Toys for Tots, it'll be the same thing. We will go into the store, kind of take an inventory of what we already have on the truck to say, all right, we're going to buy some learning toys for, you know, infants, or we're going to buy bath kits for the teenagers. So yes, all monetary donations, 100% of that goes towards the cause. Anything online, you know, again, it's as quick as we can get to it. We will physically go in and purchase with that. But if there are any donations that maybe come in a little late, we then take that and we cut a check to Toys for Tots so that they will be able to purchase toys.
Now, there are some sponsors I would love for us to maybe mention before we go to the first commercial break. I will start that by saying, because we were just talking about hurricane disaster relief, shout out to Walmart for, you know, handling the amount of folks that came through to come in and buy goods. It's like Walmart always jumps to it, and they'll bring in more supplies, whatever they need to make sure there's plenty of stock for folks to snag and bring to the trailers. Now, are there some other sponsors that you might want to give a shout out to that helps make stuff like Toys for Tots possible?
Yeah, show some love for our sponsors. So, of course, Southwire is a main sponsor. We also have 316 Healthcare, the University of West Georgia, Addison Smith, and Med Impact. Those are our presenting sponsors. But I also want to give a shout out to our other sponsors. So we have, of course, Graddock Communications, Hart and Phoenix Wood Products, Jason Templeton State Farm, Tysinger Vance, and the West Georgia Technical College.
Excellent. Well, time is 8:39. We're going to go and take our first commercial break. Just a reminder, we are live streaming this morning's program with Stephanie Anderson, Project Gift Coordinator with Southwire's Project Gift, on our WLBB News Talk 1330 Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments or kudos to give our guests, feel free to throw those in the chat. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Consider the Mobius Strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at tanner.org.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Time is 8:41. I am your host, Josh Engel. Today, we are pleased to be chatting Toys for Tots. It's the 20th annual Southwire Project Gifts Toy Drive to benefit Toys for Tots. And I got the boss lady herself, Stephanie Anderson, Project Gift Coordinator for Southwire's Project Gift, here to talk about their toy drive benefiting Toys for Tots. If you're just tuning in, be sure to hop on the live stream on our WLBB News Talk 1330 Facebook page. If you have any questions or comments or compliments to give to our guest, feel free to throw those in the chat. Be happy to read those out. All right. So, Stephanie, we just had a chance to kind of recap some of the events. Listeners, if you'd like, go back and check out the live stream or the podcast of this episode so that you can hear about the distribution of collected supplies from the Hurricane Helene disaster relief drive that Southwire's Project Gift personally delivered, distributed via some church liaisons in these affected areas to make sure that the goods got to the people in need and they were waiting in line. Very, very pleased to see those Project Gift trucks around the corner. So, but now we're talking Toys for Tots. So let's talk about this year. This is the 20th anniversary. Yep. So lay it on us. What can folks expect?
So, yes, 20th anniversary of partnering with the Carroll County Toys for Tots. We're going to be, similar to the disaster relief, we're going to be at Walmart. They let us, you know, use a little corner of their parking lot. We're very appreciative. But on the 5th and the 6th, that is the Thursday and Friday after Thanksgiving, we will be out there from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. We'll have our tractor trailers. You can pull by and make a monetary donation, or if you were able to shop and you just want to toss a toy out at us, we'll have volunteers that are going to get things out of your trunk, or you can roll your window down and just hand them to us, and we will take care of everything.
Excellent, excellent. So Project Gift coordinators are on site. They'll all be wearing the black shirts, and you know, there we go, Project Gift volunteer shirts. You guys have your own like volunteer, like social media page, like everything, like just for you and the volunteers to sort of like coordinate all these big events. So they work as a well-oiled machine. You know, everyone just sort of jumps in and starts doing something. So now this toy drive, this is going to be at the Walmart Supercenter. Have they always typically been at the Walmart Supercenter?
You know, that's a great question that I do not know the answer to. I believe it has been for at least probably the last 8 to 10 years.
Sure.
So,
well, it's a great place to have it. I mean, like we established in the last segment, if you need to grab some toys, or you know, or in the case of the hurricane disaster relief drive, you're right there in the parking lot. So when folks go to the Walmart parking lot, where are you guys going to be set up?
So we're over in the corner near Moe's and what is it, Great Clips?
Yeah.
The little hair studio.
Chicken
that's
salad
over there.
Chick and all that.
Yes, chicken salad chick. So we're over there in the corner by them. We'll have some signage out so that as you turn into the parking lot, it'll be directing you of where to go. Just a reminder that you don't have to get out of your car and get into the cold. You can stay warm and cozy and we'll get everything out and take care of everything for you.
Awesome. So do you have a goal of how many toys you're shooting to collect?
Yes. So we're aiming for 5,000 toys. That should be about 2 tractor trailers worth. But West Georgia community, you guys gave us 7 tractor trailers for Helene. So let's make sure that we can at least get 2, if not more, trailers of toys for the Toys for Tots drive this year.
I really believe we can do it.
We can do it.
I mean, 7 tractor trailers.
You want to up that, Annie? What do you want to do past 5,000?
I feel like we're doing a negotiation. Like, I'm going to say that, you know, a solid 6,500 would be pretty awesome.
Okay.
If that's possible, I could see that. What do you think?
We can do it.
All right. Do we have to spit in our hand? I guess not.
No, let's not.
All right, we'll just shake our hands. Yeah, that's we shake on it. So West Georgia, I am in deep. If you guys don't help us collect 6,500 toys, I don't know what Southwire is going to make me do. You know, I may be cleaning up the parking lot. So let's help make this goal of 6,500 toys possible. 5,000 is the goal, but if we can get 6,500, we're all going to be super happy, and I won't have to clean the parking lot. So it's going to be great.
Could get real interesting if people left comments of things that they want that would be funny for you to do if we got to 6,500.
I like
toys.
So, listeners, if you have any demeaning tasks you might want me to pledge myself to hold myself responsible, to make sure that the community steps up, 6,500 toys, feel free to throw those in the chat, along with any questions or comments you might have. Now, the actual toys themselves, what's the age ranges? Because, like, you know, I think that some folks have come up to us and been like, hey, so is there a particular age range that we need to hit? Is there anything you get too much of? Lay it out to us. Like, what kind of things should people be bringing?
Yeah, so ages are 0 to 17. Most ages that are commonly overlooked are kind of those bookend ages, 0 to 3, your infants and your toddlers, and then your teenagers. The teenagers are harder to buy for, I'm going to be honest. You know, you have to get kind of clever and kind of put yourself back into, oh man, when I was that age, what did I want? Just try to remember those younger ages and those older ages. But we do take an inventory of things as they come on the trucks. We sort them by age. So as you come by, if you're coming by and you want to ask us before you go into Walmart to shop, we'll be able to give you an answer of, hey, we're pretty good on the babies, so maybe lean on the teenagers, or maybe we're going to get a huge response on both of those and we need some Barbie dolls and we need
compacts or something,
Mutant Ninja Turtles or something like that. Whatever you need. But we'll be keeping track of everything as we collect. So if there's any questions, you guys can ask us. You can reach out via email, project.gift@southwire.com. But we also have a phone number that you can reach out to. So that's 770-832-4729.
Excellent. And of course, tune in to the Graddock Communication Stations on the 5th and the 6th. We will be set up from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. With our guests. And so we'll be giving updates throughout the day. If Far Pal Stephanie says, hey, we got a lot of baby stuff, so maybe we can step it up. Maybe we can try to get a little older stuff like the Barbies or something else, or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, spoken like a true millennial. I got a little excited when you said that. I'm like, that would be great. So be sure to tune in for updates. You know, if we see that we're getting too much of one thing, we'll kind of like pivot. So toys, ages 0 to 17. Mm-hmm. So how about I know that you guys shoot to kind of keep things even in terms of like the value of the toys. Cause sometimes, folks might just want to grab something small. Not that toys aren't, pretty pricey. Right. Mm-hmm. But, is there a specific price range that you guys try to shoot between, at least to request, to folks that might want to make a donation?
Yeah. So we ask that the value of the toy is at least $10. But I would encourage you not to go don't go crazy. $10 to $30, anywhere in there, maybe the sweet spot being 20 to 25.
Sure. Right there in the middle.
Yeah.
So that's a good price range, for toys and you're looking for, 50% equal boys and girls, right?
Yes. As long as it's new and unwrapped, $10 to $30, we're going to take, anything that you want to drop by. Now, we are collecting bikes, but I will say that we're going to keep the ratio of bikes to helmets. We have to keep that equal so that as they're giving families a bike, they're also keeping them safe and providing them with a helmet. So
sure, absolutely. I've seen a lot of bikes kind of off to the side. So you guys try to keep it, if someone were to be polite and kind enough and generous enough to grab a bike, maybe try to grab a helmet as well.
Throw in a helmet or a basket and a little squeaky horn, whatever you want to do.
I mean, what about those little bells? Like, how do we get a bell? Baseball card in your wheel, that whole thing. So now, just because people ask me this, and I ages like 15 to 19 were kind of a blur. So what could folks get for those older kids? Like 15, 16, 17, because that's where it. where it ends, the age ranges. You know, do you have any possible suggestions, recommendations, things that people have brought in the past that were well received in that age range?
Yeah. So, excuse me. My suggestion would be, you know, bath sets. We get requests for smell goods. So bath sets or cologne sets or perfume sets, excuse me, would scratch any of those. I also think things like headphones or books or backpacks or bags or just they want cool things for, you know, their friends. That's the chapter of life that they're in. Yeah, they want to smell good. They want to look good. So
absolutely.
Think that.
Okay, put yourself in the mind of a 16, 17-year-old. What is it that you wish you had back then? Honestly, maybe it's a Stetson cologne box set. You can get that at Walmart. I promise you that. But maybe go for Stetson Black because that's what Matthew McConaughey wears. All right. So time is 8:51. We're going to go and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation with Stephanie Anderson, Project Gift Coordinator with Southwire's Project Gift, as she is here to talk about the 20th annual Toy Drive benefiting Toys for Tots coming up December 5th and 6th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Walmart Supercenter right here in Carrollton. That's 1735 U.S. 27 right here in Carrollton. So stick with us because we're going to talk about a lot more here in just a moment. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless. Infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice, Friday, November 22nd. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Very pleased to be joined by Stephanie Anderson, Project Gift Coordinator for Southwire's Project Gift. And she has been here this morning on the Community Voice talking to us about the 20th annual Toy Drive, benefiting Toys for Tots. I just broke this pen. Coming up just around the corner on December 5th and 6th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Carrollton Walmart Supercenter. So, Stephanie, I know that you've made the rounds on the music stations this morning, and you had a chance to join us here at WLBB. Why don't we kind of recap a little bit for folks who may be tuning in a little bit late, kind of give folks a rundown of the day, of the days, the December 5th and 6th. How's everything going to go down? How can folks participate? And what do folks need to bring?
Okay. So December 5th and 6th, that's the Thursday and Friday right after Thanksgiving, we're going to be out in the Walmart parking lot over towards Chicken Salad Chick and Moe's. There'll be signs that will direct you on where to go. You can pull up. Please stay in your cars. We will take your toy donations, or if you want to make a monetary donation, we will come to your car and do everything so that you can stay in your warm and toasty vehicle. So the ages are from 0 to 17. It'll be a new unwrapped toy valued at least $10. What else did you want me to say?
Sorry. Well, we got the,
brain
the
squirreling
age
off.
Ranges, 0 to 17. You know, we're shooting for a $10 to $30 price range somewhere in there. Sweet spot being around, like, you know, like the $20 mark.
Yep.
You are accepting toys from a pretty wide age range,
yes.
You know, 0 to 17, no particular focus on any particular age.
So we've been told in years past that the ages that are often overlooked are the youngest and the oldest. Mm. But like you said earlier, you guys are going to be broadcasting live. The Project Gift, we're going to be taking an inventory and keeping track of the items that come in. And so we'll be able to tell you and give you guys updates on the areas that are needed.
Excellent. Excellent. So now how can folks kind of take folks through the actual layout? Because it's going to be at the Walmart Supercenter. So when you pull into Walmart and let's say you already have your toys or your cash donation, how do you get over to the Southwire Project gift setup?
Yeah, so when you pull into the parking lot, take a left. We will have both sides open. You're not going to miss us. We have two massive Project Gift trailers that are going to be out there. So you can pull up to the left of the furthest trailer or take a right at that first trailer that you see. And there will be cones so that you don't get too close to anybody. We want to keep everybody safe. But just pull up, roll your window down, or pop your trunk, and we're just going to take care of everything for you.
Awesome, awesome. So toys ranging from age 0 to 17, $10 to $30-ish, somewhere in that price range per toy, boys and girls. And what if someone were generous enough to get a bike? Is there anything important they might need to remember?
Yeah, so if you are generous enough and you want to donate a bike, please also try to remember to bring a helmet as well.
Because we don't want kids getting hurt. I mean, it's not the 90s anymore. You know what I mean? We took a lot of risks, but we can't hurt these kids. We can't let these kids get hurt. So if you do get a bike, if you're kind and generous enough to get a bike, please snag a helmet. And they're actually, I mean, they're not super expensive. You know, they're usually right there together in the store. And if you don't have time to actually buy toys, is there another way you can support the cause?
Yeah, so we are accepting monetary donations. So day of, we'll be taking cash and check. There's also an online option through the Community Foundation for you to donate. Just earmark that for Project Gift and then the toy drive, and then those funds will get to us.
Excellent, excellent. So how do you guys, what are you going to do with the money once it's collected?
Yeah, so cash and check donations, we're able to take the any funding that is received, and we actually go into the store and we purchase the goods for you. You know, we have the time, we have the volunteers, we have the strength and the numbers, and we have an army of volunteers that are happy to help. So if you don't have time to shop, drop off, you know, just a little bit of money, and we're happy to do that for you.
Will you be wearing a silly Christmas hat of some kind?
Most likely. I like to not require, but encourage that people take advantage of the silly festive hats that I like to keep around. So there'll be elf feet, and there's a chimney one this year. I've got all sorts of crazy,
I love
crazy
it.
Hats.
We're getting a tease on the silly hats. Like every year we have a new model that it's integrated in, and usually I end up wearing it. Speaking of, if you can think of anything that you would like me to personally be made to do by Stephanie and her crew at Southwire, if we reach a goal, their goal is 5,000, but if we can get to 6,500 toys, Stephanie's probably going to make me do something very embarrassing. So if you have any offers or suggestions, feel free to throw those in the chat, even afterwards, because we'll go back and scan through the comments. But one more time, we're almost out of time here, Stephanie, but let's give a shout out to some of the sponsors that steps up here in the local community and help make events like this possible.
Yeah. So presenting sponsors, Southwire, 316 Healthcare, University of West Georgia, Addison Smith, Med Impact, Gratic Communications, of course. And then we also have Heart and Phoenix Wood Products, Jason Templeton State Farm, Tysinger Vance, and West Georgia Technical College.
Right on. Well, we're out of time. Is there any last thoughts you want to give to listeners?
We are. Yesterday was 2 weeks. It is right around the corner, guys. Let's come together like we always do year after year and make sure that every kid has that special moment this holiday season. So we'll be waiting for you.
Stephanie, thank you to you, to everyone at Southwire's Project Gift. Again, to all the sponsors that step up and help make this possible. And of course, to all the listeners who every year show up, show out, and help us fill up these Southwire Project Gift tractor trailers. Stephanie, thank you again.
Always a pleasure.
And thank you to everyone who tuned in with us. We'll see you next time.